Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In some sense, Palm Sunday seems to be somewhat of a highlight in our experience of Lent. It was just 5 weeks ago that we were reminded that we are dust, and to dust that we shall return. In the 5 weeks since that time, we have considered our penitence for past and present sins. And today we seem to joyfully commemorate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Hosanna, the people cried. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And yet this Friday evening we will be sitting here in this same sanctuary. It will be stripped of its paraments. The cross will be draped in black. We will be saddened by the events of the day, and we will be mourning Jesus' death. In some ways, Lent is a spiritual roller coaster. We are rather down on Ash Wednesday when we consider our sinfulness and receive those ashes. But on Palm Sunday, we seem like we're up again, because here comes Jesus into Jerusalem, that triumphal entry. But then we're down again on Good Friday, because we know that he's been crucified. But then again on Easter morning, we are up and excited because Christ has risen. Lent is a season of penitence. It's a long time to face the reality of our sinful nature. Attendance at midweek services gradually declines. Attendance at Sunday school gradually declines. We really are ready for Lent to be over. By the time Palm Sunday rolls around, we have that very heavy sense of the weight of our sins over our shoulders. And then we come to Palm Sunday and we face Holy Week. It's the last week of Lent. It's a little bit like the last week of the last lap of a race. But it is during that last lap that the race is either won or lost. And Palm Sunday brings us to that most challenging week, the week when that race is won. So today we have a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of excitement for us through that coming week. Holy Week starts out upbeat with a triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It ends on Saturday evening with Jesus cold and dead in that tomb. But the victory will come. It will come on sunrise that Easter morning. The season of Lent that we have just gone through is important for a lot of reasons. Lent prepares our hearts for the joy of Easter morning. Lent reminds us of the events that happened in that tumultuous week 2,000 years ago. Lent reminds us why Jesus had to die on that cross. Lent prepares us for the joy of Easter morning when we all agree that he has risen, and people respond, he has risen indeed. The season of Lent reminds us how much God, in fact, does truly love us. It's indeed good that we are reminded of the events of Holy Week. We need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of the story of the Passion. We need to be reminded every year because we have short memories. We need to be reminded that the Passion of the story, because it is not necessarily a pleasant experience, and some of us might gladly forget it. We need to be reminded of what it means to be a Christian. And so how is it that we should respond to the good news that comes from the spirituality of this powerful week coming up? We do not despair, but rather we need to give thanks. We need to give thanks that God has had mercy on his broken people in this world. We need to give thanks that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. We need to give thanks that he suffered in our place, that he died on that cross for us, that he rose again for us, that we might have eternal life. And so may God richly bless us as we once again experience the events of this Holy Week coming up. And may we offer our thanks and our praise for Jesus, what Jesus has accomplished for us during this difficult and challenging week upcoming. May we all give thanks. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.